This meeting is now being recorded.
I want to thank everyone for joining our call this morning. We are blessed to have Monsignor Dennis Sheehan as the speaker for this morning's spiritual outreach call. Monsignor Sheehan is at Our Lady Help of Christians Church in Newton, Mass. He has been a priest for more than 50 years, and he's been a chaplain for the Order of Malta American Association for more than 15 years.
Hello.
Just recently, he was named a conventual chaplain of the order, and we're blessed to have him here with us. Good morning, Monsignor.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Monsignor. I got back in. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Good morning, dear friends, and a blessed Advent to one and all, and greetings from Our Lady Help of Christians here in Newton. I'm reminded of the woman who came to Sunday Mass. "Where would you like to sit?" the greeter asked her at the door. "Oh, in the front row, please," the woman answered. "That may not be a good idea, madam," said the greeter wisely. "Why not?" the woman asked. "Well, to be frank, madam," the greeter said, "the pastor here gives long and boring homilies." "Do you know who I am?" the woman asked. "I'm the pastor's mother." "Oh," said the startled greeter. "Do you know who I am?" "No," the mother said. "Well, let's keep it that way," said the greeter. Tomorrow morning, on the porch or portico of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Pope Francis will ceremonially open the holy door. That door has been open for centuries only during a holy year. The biblical name for a holy year is a jubilee. Back in the Middle Ages, the popes originated a holy year every 100 years. But in recent centuries, the holy year, or jubilee, has been celebrated every 25 years. So our last regular jubilee, or holy year, was the millennial year, 2000. The idea of jubilee, or holy year, goes back to the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament. In the book of Leviticus, a jubilee was proclaimed for the whole nation every 50 years. And during the biblical jubilee, debts were forgiven, slaves were set free, and land confiscated for debt was returned to its original owner. In the church's jubilees, right up to the modern age, the same basic idea of forgiveness, indulgence, and renewal has always been the lead theme. You know that pilgrimages to Rome and the Holy Door during the Jubilee year have been features of our holy years for centuries. So, to this year of mercy announced by Pope Francis last December, it will be what's called an extraordinary Jubilee, out of sequence with the normal every 25 years. In the whole history of jubilees or holy years, we have had only four extraordinary jubilees. The Holy Father wants this church, the Catholic Church, and all its members to focus during this year on God's mercy. Mercy, he reminds us, is the key to all God's action on our behalf. Jesus Christ, the Holy Father has called the face of mercy. If we can speak of God having a heart, that heart is throbbing with mercy. Mercy is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to give flesh and blood, word and action to the mercy of God his Father. The Holy Father's hope in this Jubilee year is that the Church, all of us, rediscover and recenter our lives of faith in the mystery of God's mercy. For this special jubilee, the traditional Roman holy door giving access to mercy will be opened in every cathedral of every diocese throughout the Catholic world on next Sunday, December 13th. Pope Francis put it this way. It is my burning desire, he said in the letter that opens the Holy Year, it is my burning desire that during this Jubilee, the Christian people may reflect on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy and perform them often. So join the Jubilee by rediscovering yourself the ancient tradition of works of mercy. You remember them. Let me refresh your memory. The corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry. Give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. Visit the sick. Shelter the homeless. Visit the imprisoned. Bury the dead. The spiritual works of mercy, you recall those. Admonish the sinner. Instruct the ignorant. Counsel the doubtful. Comfort the sorrowful. Bear wrongs patiently. Forgive all injuries. Pray for the living and the dead. Advent is then a particularly wonderful time to open a jubilee dedicated to divine mercy. The Advent Masses are full of scripture that promises the coming of God with mercy and restoring grace. Mary, the mother of Jesus, awaiting the birth of her child, gives us a voice to praise God's mercy in her Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord, she says, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. God has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to Abraham and his children forever. So, during this Advent of the Year of Mercy, maybe you yourself could center your daily prayer or add Mary's Magnificat, her hymn of praise and thanksgiving for God's mercy, to your daily routine of prayer. And remember those works of mercy on the days to come. Do you know, one parish here in my Archdiocese of Boston has committed itself during the Year of Mercy to perform 100,000 acts of mercy during the Jubilee. Some of those acts, as from the list I gave you, are very simple. Some of them are quite profound. But what a difference their life together will make in the Church of Jesus Christ. Let me close, then, with just a few lines of the prayer composed by Pope Francis for the Year of Mercy. You'll find this prayer familiarly in many sources in the days to come, and it might be one that you again would like to pray each day along with the prayer of the Order. It begins this way. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us to be merciful like the Heavenly Father, and have told us that whoever sees you, sees him. Show us your face, and we will be saved. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the visible face of the invisible Father, of the God who manifests his power above all by forgiveness and mercy. Let the Church be your visible face in the world, its Lord risen and glorified. You willed that your ministers would also be clothed in weakness in order that they may feel compassion for those in ignorance and error. Let everyone who approaches them feel sought after, loved, and forgiven by God. Send your Spirit and consecrate every one of us with its anointing so that the Jubilee of Mercy may be a year of grace from the Lord and your Church. With renewed enthusiasm, may bring good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives and the oppressed, and restore sight to the blind. We ask this through the intercession of Mary, Mother of Mercy, you who live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, for ever and ever. Amen. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. Our Lady of Filermo, pray for us. Blessed Gerard, pray for us. To each and every one of you, then, a blessed Advent this year as you prepare for Christmas, and a grace-filled year of mercy in which you yourself become more aware of the mercy you have received and extend that in gracious acts to one another. God bless you all, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Monsignor, and this ends the call.
Thank you, Ray.
Everyone have a beautiful day.
Thank you.